The following presentation is brought to you from the supporters of the Church of the Sovereign God.
Sandy and I were watching a great movie a couple weeks ago entitled Hachi, A Dog's Tale. The drama film is based on a true story of a faithful, loyal Akita dog. Akita puppy is sent from Japan to the United States in the movie, where the cage falls off the baggage car, allowing the dog to escape. A college professor finds this dog named Hachi. The college professor ends up with Hachi after no one claims him. Strange, no one claims this beautiful dog. The professor and Hachi were becoming fast friends. One morning, the professor leaves for work, walking to the train station to catch the train as he does every Monday through Friday. But this morning would be a tradition to last the rest of Hachi, the dog's life. Hachi began walking to the train station with his master every morning. And then he'd go home. Hachi then would walk back home, and Hachi would hear the train whistle for the evening train, and he would meet his master. And he would sit and wait for his master, sitting and waiting in the same exact spot every evening, waiting for his master to return. At work one day, the professor suffers a fatal heart attack and he dies. At the train station, Hachi waits patiently for his master to return that evening on the train. Hachi remains loyal, living and lying in the snow for several hours, but his master does not return ever again. The professor, his son-in-law, comes by to pick up Hachi, who is still waiting for his master to return. The next day, Hachi returns to the station, waits all day and all night for his master to return. For the next 9 years, Hachi loyally waits for his master to return. Hachi's loyalty is profiled in the local newspaper, and it is witnessed every morning and every night by the local vendors and the shop owners, watching Hachi, sitting in his exact spot, waiting for his master to return. Hachi died at that exact spot. He went to sleep, waiting loyally for his master to return. Question: are we of the world, or are we of Jesus Christ? Are we loyal to Jesus the Christ in our life? How many professing Christian churches today are really loyal to Jesus Christ, waiting for their master to return? Matthew chapter 25, verse 21 says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." How many people on earth actually honor and obey and learn from the scriptures how to live loyal, obedient lives unto God, according to God, according to the way God instructs us to live unto Him, according to Jesus Christ, living life's examples found in the scriptures? Do we live as Jesus Christ lived, in spirit and in all of His Father's truth in our lives? After the death and powerful resurrection of Jesus Christ to eternal life, after his resurrection, a certain man named Constantine and other certain men, they kept changing or claiming you don't have to keep God's holy days, Sabbath day, to be loyal to Jesus Christ. That's what they said. These men changing and mixing and trying to blend most of what Jesus Christ lived and preached and died for into something else that stands today for most Christian churches. Rulers, kings, men saying by man's decrees and saying by man's edicts that you don't have to keep Jesus Christ's examples in life to be loyal to God. Is this true? Men and kings and rulers of the past really thought that they were something, thinking that they could actually change God's laws. Because they said so. Because they said so. How silly. But really, how sad that so many people today believe that God's laws have been done away with. Where is the loyalty to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Master? Where? In John 13:13, taken from the Worldwide English New Testament. You call me Master and Lord. What you say is right. I am your Master and Lord. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8 says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk you in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught. Abound there with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, according to the elements of the world, and not after Christ. So many people today believe in what men of these of the past believe, that men could actually change God's Sabbath day observance from sunset Friday to sunset Saturday night, a 24-hour period of holy time to God, our great God, and try to change the holy Sabbath day to just Sunday. It doesn't make sense. Where does our Heavenly Father, where does Jesus Christ, where do the disciples in Scripture show this? Where? They kept them. Men of the past, men of the world, tried to change the Sabbath day. They also not only tried to change some of God's holy days, but all of them. Creating meaningless, watered-down versions of man-made holidays. Holidays created by people, by man. What does God say? What does God require us to be loyal to him? What does he require? In Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13, it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. In Deuteronomy 10, verses 12 through 13, it says, and now Israel, it tells us, what does the Lord require of you? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all of his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all of the heart and with all of your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you this day for your good. God wants us to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness in Matthew 6:33. To be able to be loyal unto God. Do we follow men, or do we follow and remain and give our loyalty to God in life? God wants us to be faithful and loyal only to him and to live with God's truths. And 1 John 2, if you turn to 1 John 2, verse 3 through 6, see, Jesus Christ's examples teaches us that his obedience to God, his godly love to God, his loyalty to God are inseparable. In verse 3, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. In verse 4, and that says, I know him and keeps not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Verse 5, but whosoever keeps his word in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know that we are in him. He that says he abides in him ought to also walk, even as he walked. Who? As Christ walked. There is no loyalty in us to God if we don't keep his commandments in this day and age. His examples. We're not loyal to God and to Jesus Christ. There is no loyalty to God if we don't keep his commandments. Our loyalty, our walk must contain Jesus Christ in our life by his words, by his examples, by his actions. What does loyalty mean? To have an allegiance, to have devotion, to be faithful in trueness, to have the truth, to live in truth. Loyalty and God only. Living in God's truths. Are we loyal to our Savior, Jesus Christ, now, today, in our lives, according to God, according to God's words in the Bible. Luke 21, verse 33 says, Jesus Christ said that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Who are we going to listen to in life? To God or to man? We have a choice in life who we will be loyal to, as Hachi the dog was loyal to his master, waiting for his master to return, even though he died. Jesus Christ said his words would never pass away. His commandments, his holy days, his examples would never pass away. What are all these other men thinking? What are all these other men talking about? John chapter 14, verses 24 says, Jesus said, he who does not love me does not keep my words. He who does not keep Jesus Christ's words is not loyal to our Savior, plain and simple. They are not loyal to the true God. When we read the New Testament where Jesus Christ's living examples can be found, all throughout the New Testament they are found. Jesus Christ keeping the Sabbath day and the holy days, as was his custom. Keeping and honoring the Ten Commandments, showing us the way. We have the opportunity in life to be loyal to God, to obey and follow God's golden standards in life as set down, as set in force, as set in motion forever by Jesus Christ, living holy examples as seen through the New Testament's entirety. The question is, will we? Will we be loyal to Jesus Christ? Will we be loyal to God in faith and in works as Abraham was in the Old Testament in our life? Will we live and breathe his truths as found in the Holy Bible? Passover is a few weeks away. Will we continue to practice and stay loyal with what is written for us and performed for us by Jesus Christ with Passover foot washing? You see, most churches today have not remained faithful and loyal and truthful in what Jesus Christ taught his disciples as an example for us today. In 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul says, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. What example? John chapter 13, verse 15 says, I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Turn to John 13, verse 3. It says, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he had come from God and was going to God. You see, we already found out who Jesus Christ was in John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ is the Word from God. Will we listen to Jesus Christ, our Lord? Jesus taught us how to obey and live loyalty to God in his lifetime by his examples. He taught us how to worship God. Verse 4, and Jesus Christ rose from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. See, this was very important to Christ. He was making a very, very important point to all people. Verse 5, and after he had poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wash them with the towel wherein he was girded. See, Jesus Christ putting his foot forward first in the church. By dirty feet first, through foot washing, Jesus Christ taught us how to be loyal, how to behave with a servant's loyal heart, like Hachi the dog, loyalty and obedience, till his master returns. See, Jesus Christ humbled himself among the disciples. Jesus Christ was kneeling down to wash the disciples' dirty feet, and they were uncomfortable because their Lord, their master, was doing this to their feet, dirty feet. See, he was teaching us and the disciples in his high holy loyalty, how to love us, how to love God by staying loyal in Christ Jesus. John 13, verse 6, continuing, he came to Simon Peter, and who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Verse 7, Jesus replied, You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. Verse 12, and when he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and this can be rendered master too, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher and master, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. And verse 16, very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Verse 17, most of the mainstream Christianity will teach it this way. Now that you know these things, you never have to do them. They have been nailed to the cross. Men will tell you, you don't have to follow my words. You never have to do them. It doesn't say those things. Why do they preach that stuff? Verse 17, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. Why do most churches on earth not teach foot washing? They are not blessed. They are not loyal to the master. John 14, 6, Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus the Christ, his life examples, shows us how we can be loyal to God, how to have love for one another by washing one another's feet, as was an example set for us by our Savior. God, our great God, wants us to orient our lives, our loyalties in Him, as He commands us to live. How is our loyalty level going to be to God this year? The last couple of years, I've been troubled somewhat during the feast, on the holy days, when they fall during a workday week, and people said, I got to work. How is our loyalty level going to be to God this year? According to all the inspired holy scriptures, according to God's statutes, according to God's words, according to God's laws, according to Jesus the Christ. Jesus Christ kept the Sabbath day. He kept the holy days and the Ten Commandments. Jesus Christ, our Lord, kept the Sabbath days. Did you hear that? The holy days and the Ten Commandments, as was His custom. Let's turn to Zephaniah 3, verse 8. That's before Zechariah. Zephaniah 3, verse 8, the first part of the verse. Verse 8, therefore, wait for me, declares the Lord. For the day I will stand up to testify. As we wait for our great God to return, let's continue to stand in awe of God, obeying His truth in our lives, in deep loyalty, in deep respect, in deep reverence and allegiance for our Lord, our Master, our Holy God, and what He commands us to do. Let's not depend on man's words, man's traditions. Let's live and depend upon every word of God, following God's instructions as Jesus Christ has already lived them for us. With Passover a few short weeks away, we have the chance to get back on track, totally in allegiance with God's ways and His new year for each one of us. Hallelujah. We have the opportunity to make some vital changes in our life, to get a tune-up in God's holy ways in life for living here on earth through Jesus Christ's examples. We have a special privilege to wash someone's feet in humble service, as Jesus Christ has set as an example during the Passover night observance for us. Real wisdom lies in the ability to decide between the truth and the faults in life. Let's ask God in prayer to help us remain loyal unto Him for the rest of our lives, in all His truth and examples as set for us by Christ Jesus our Lord. Asking God to help us keep Him and His words and His ways in the forefront of our minds and our lives, so that we can remain loyal unto Him in humble obedience. As we wait for our Master and for His reward for us till He returns as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
For more information or answers to your Bible questions, please contact the Church of the Sovereign God. Our website is www.cotsg.org. That's www.cotsg.org. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 89111. That's Post Office Box 89111, Tampa, Florida 33689.